and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Look at it, Jefferson. The elegance, the form, the sheer grace of motion.
The triumph of the human spirit.
And now, on Monster Trucking! Tyrannosaurus Rex will attempt to mow over 9 flaming prison buses!
Boy, PBS has really changed since the Republicans took over.
Here.
What do we get?
Well, you've got bills. I got fan mail. Oh, and I think we all know what little handyman gets self-touchers quarterly. And this is for you.
Oh, a letter from the Office of Bingo Affairs.
No doubt a part of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Useless Blood-Sucking Spouses.
I have been invited to the Windy City Bingo Invitational. Do you know what this means?
The couch is in danger of flying away?
This is the World Series of Bingo. Top prize is $10,000.
Well, I think it's exciting, Peggy.
So you'll come to the tournament with me?
Oh, well, I would, but I can't. You see, bingo brings up sad memories for me. I had a dog named Bingo once, who died a tragic death.
I thought you had a cat named Gringo that lived to be 100.
Well, then I guess I can go. Thank you so much, Honey Pot. Peggy, do I have time to go home and freshen up and amend my will?
Sure. The tournament isn't until next Tuesday. And don't worry, Al. This isn't going to cost you one red cent.
Good.
Give me $300.
What for?
Bingo clothes.
Ah, you. Here, you Denver boot of a woman. Hey, Peg, don't forget about dinner. Steak? Sounds great. Thank you.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Jeff Burton would. Bingo Invitational. Jeez, the things that excite women.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Girly Girl Beer.
The official beer of no man.
Hey, I hope this is the commercial where the girls are washing their cars and they turn their hoses on each other.
Oh, I hope it's one where the girls are studying at the library and then they turn the hoses on each other.
Yoko Ono, the new spokeshuman for Girly Girl Beer. Because we care about the environment, Girly Girl Beer will donate 1 nickel per case to save our vanishing rainforest. And now, a song I've written!
Jefferson, give me the remote.
It wasn't enough breaking up the Beatles. Now she's ruined our beer.
Jefferson, call an emergency meeting of the troops. No, ma'am, must pick a new official beer.
What's going on in the garage?
Oh, your father and the Flab Four are trying to come up with a new official beer.
I mean, they finished their search for the official pork rind?
Egg? We need something to cleanse the palate between beers.
Have you tried toothpaste?
No, Peg. Toothpaste is for people who kiss, smile, or eat.
Well, if you kissed, you might eat.
Yeah, but I wouldn't smile. Do not sell after 1989. Now, hell, I'm not selling, I'm eating them.
Hey, listen, Dad. As an outsider of No Man, and if there's a god, this family, do a bunch of guys who are bleary when sober need an official beer?
Bud, while No Man may look like a loose assortment of footpads, rakes, and rapscallions, we are, in fact, a proud order of dignified men who serve our community with honor and panache.
Hey, Al, come quick. Ike's got an atomic fireball stuck up his nose.
Again? Didn't he learn his lesson from the corn dog? Bud, get the video camera.
And the dirt devil?
No, she's reading.
You guys gonna be Jim carrying around in there? I need a ride to the bingo tournament.
Ah, no, Peg, we're picking a beer. Can't you hitch a ride on Marcy's poultry wagon?
Al, the church is in a very dangerous neighborhood.
What could happen, Peg? A drive-by plucking?
Fine, then don't take me. But I think I'm gonna just bust up your little beer party here and ask some stupid questions about sports.
Get in the car, Peg.
Oh, and don't forget, you gotta pick me up at 9 o'clock.
Fine.
Al! Look! We've got British ale. Men, don't forget, British ale must be served warm.
This is charming, Peggy. Thanks for inviting me. The women are wearing my favorite scent, dust.
Oh, just relax, Marcy. This is going to be fun. Sit down and soak up the ambiance.
There is now an open chair at table 9.
Maybe I'll just play with one of these.
Touch that marker, and you're going to be eating through a straw like the rest of us.
Oh, well, I guess I'll just sit here until Al comes to pick us up. 7 hours from now.
Squeak that chair one more time, and you'll wish you were never born like the rest of us. I, 28.
Peggy, I'm feeling a little uncomfortable around Broomhilda here.
Oh, that's just Seal. She's really nice once you get to know her. Offer her a potato chip.
G57.
Would you like a chip?
Back to business. Beer will be judged by nose, body, taste, and color of exit. Now remember, no drinking. We will sip, swish, and spit.
I'll sip and spit, but I ain't gonna swish.
You'll swish and like it. We will now commence with the official No Man beer tasting. Right. Jefferson, would you do the honors, please?
Gladly. Yeah. Our first candidate comes from Asia Minor, is made from agave and bladderwort. All right. Your next beer is a fine Afghani ale, whose name, loosely translated, means Yellow Mountain Runoff.
Oh! Hey, look! There's a prize in every can.
I'd be careful about that prize stuff. Remember what fell out of that Chernobyl beer.
What? That was an olive, right?
Sure, with an eyebrow.
Yeah. All right. Let's forget about this wimpy foreign beer. We're Americans, let's drink American.
Yeah.
What's our first American beer?
Dos Equis.
In 41.
Peggy, I don't think I can sit here any longer.
Shut up.
Just relax, Marcy. This is the last game. Whoever wins this one gets the big jackpot.
Oh. Shut up! G58.
Look, Peggy, all you need is one more square.
Yeah, but I never win anything. I just play for fun.
And 33.
Bingo! Bingo! Oh, my God, bingo!
Congratulations, Peggy.
Shut up!
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the $10,000 grand prize, Mrs. Peggy Bundy!
All right, I'm going to start your...
Oh, Peggy, what are you going to do with $10,000?
Well, I think I'll give it to the needy. Of course, I needy it all.
It's 9 o'clock. Al should be pulling up soon.
Hey, Al, look, it's 9 o'clock. When are we gonna stop sipping and start drinking some of this stuff?
Yeah, all this beer foreplay is making me thirsty.
What's foreplay?
About 10 seconds.
Then what's sex?
You heard, man. Focus, man, focus. All right, from now on, we'll each drink a little beer, but remember, we must still show decorum.
Claudia Schiffer!
Pamela Anderson!
Claudia Schiffer!
Pamela Anderson!
What is the problem? You guys haven't thrown a friggin' punch!
Hey, Al, I don't want to box anymore. Ooh! Let's dance.
When you were dancing, you wanted a box.
Oh, but when I was dancing, I didn't get to lead.
Get out there, you big happy boy.
Hey, Jefferson.
Huh?
I got a bad feeling.
Well, heck, you had about 40 beers. Is it a wonder you could feel anything?
No, I think I'm supposed to do something around 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
What time is it?
It's 10:15.
Oh, I probably already done it.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, Rudy, go to the kidneys. Go to the kidneys. Go to the bathroom.
Well, staying true to his performance in bed, I think it's safe to say that Al has let me down again. Unfortunately, in this case, I can't just reach into the nightstand and get myself home.
Well, thank goodness we're in the comfort of a church.
Ladies, I gotta lock up. Get out.
I thought this was a sanctuary.
Yeah, till 11. After that, it's just another crime scene.
You don't understand. We don't have a ride home, and we're carrying $10,000 in cash. Now, if you make us leave, there's no telling what'll happen to us.
Oh, I know exactly what would happen to you. But luckily, doctors today can reattach almost anything. Take me. Would you believe this isn't my real...
Peggy! I think we should call a cab!
You'll never get a cab this time of night. You could get one in the morning, if you wouldn't mind shacking up with me. I got a hot plate and some macaroni and cheese.
Marcy? Look, dream date. There's got to be another way out of here.
Well, there is one other way. My cousin Elmo drives a gypsy cab. He can come and get you for $200.
I can't believe you are ripping us off in a sacred place. God is going to get you.
Yeah, there's so much more he can take from me.
Well, we are not paying $200 for a cab, you cave-dwelling pirate.
Suit yourself, bucko.
Sorry for the bumpy ride. It's hard to steer when you're coming off drugs. Hey, watch out! Damn jogger.
Don't you think you should turn your headlights on?
Nope, but feel free to turn on yours.
I should report him. What's his name? Dan Rostenkowski?
Why are you stopping?
Well, you see this thing here on my leg? I go two more blocks, I violate my parole, we all explode together. Which is something I've been hankering for since you two hot mamas slid into my cab.
I think we'll just get out here.
Fine. My buddy Abdullah will take you the rest of the way.
I find driving to be a really zen experience. I think the faster you go, the faster you get there.
I never knew a Geo Metro could go 140 miles an hour.
Yeah, they corner great too. Watch.
What a relief to be in a normal cab. You seem like a nice person.
Well, I love my work.
How long have you been driving?
72 hours straight. Driving's helped me forget about the two-timing dirty dog who left me and took everything. But I'll have the last laugh when he finds out I wrapped his cab around a telephone pole wearing his favorite shirt. I got you. She was only making the bed.
So where's Dad and the rest of the lawn sprinklers?
Well, last time I saw, Buck was giving them all sleigh rides.
The horror. The unspeakable horror.
Body a Schiffer.
Tastes great.
Oh, look, my children. What's their name? And don't worry about me, I'm on the pill. Bud, Kelly, when your mother asks about this, and she will, you tell her we just tasted one beer and went right to sheep.
What if she asks why you didn't pick up your wife?
You just tell her because she was too heavy.
Hey, Pookie.
How was bingo?
It was great, Al. I won the $10,000.
$10,000? Let me see it. This is only $3.
Well, that's all we had left after fighting our way north via the Underground Railroad.
Thank you, Father, kids.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks. All this for new official beer.
That's what we forgot to do. Huh? Pick a new official beer.
How about Girly Girl?
Hey, boy, that was easy. Where were we? Hey, I know. You guys, stay put. I'll be right back.
Al, it's 9 o'clock. Where are you going?
Yeah, I gotta go pick up the wife. Oh.